听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, buenos dias. Thanks for joining us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and this is the third day of August's travel article titled Cruising Down to Mexico. A big part of any cruise is enjoying all the luxuries aboard the ship, including 11 restaurants. But cruises are also a great way to get a taste of different cultures. And that happens when the cruise ship stops in a port and the passengers disembark to explore the local culture. Of course, the ocean waters surrounding Mexico are extremely beautiful, so most cruises in this part of the world will offer the chance to explore the world underwater. Right now, let's explore the idiom, come to life. Come to life. Our example sentence reads, the sleepy Mexican town comes to life each day after the sun goes down. Now I think we're ready to head to a diver's paradise. It starts on line 11 of page 28 in your magazines.
Cruising down to Mexico. A diver's paradise. We arrived next at Mexico's largest island, Cozumel. Historically, the area was an important center of worship for the Maya. The region later fell into decline and remained that way until underwater explorer Jacques Cousteau discovered it in the early 1960s. Once again, the island came to life as tourists visited what Cousteau called one of the greatest diving destinations in the world. An undersea garden. To view the underwater wonders, we boarded a much smaller boat and motored an hour out to sea to reach the world-famous Palancar Reef.
Hi, friends. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our third day in our travel article this month. For the last 2 days, we've been following Pam, one of our studio classroom writers, down to Mexico. And it wasn't just any trip to Mexico. This was a cruise to Mexico. So we saw a little bit what it was like to be on a cruise ship. And she also took us inland as she disembarked from the cruise ship and did some exploring in some Mayan ruins.
Right. Yesterday we went to Chukchobin and we talked about where Pam and her husband Mike, they saw a lot of Mayan ruins and they were even able to see an ancient Mayan pyramid. Well, today we're doing something completely different. We're not on the cruise ship anymore. We're not eating lots of good food or going to the library, and we're not at a place where we can see history. We're going to go to a place where we can go diving.
Yes, today we will be going to a diver's paradise. Now, Pam and her husband Mike arrived next at Mexico's largest island, and that island is called Cozumel. And this is an island that is very, it used to be very important for the Mayans in terms of worship. They would go here to worship.
So Cozumel was originally a place of worship for the Mayan people, but this region later fell into decline and remained that way until it was explored by Jacques Cousteau.
So he was an explorer, and he discovered this island in the early 1960s. Now, Chelsea, I remember you told me you've been here before, right?
Yes, actually, Both Chip and I went to Cozumel for vacation, and we did a lot of diving and snorkeling there, which we're going to talk about later, and it's very, very beautiful, and I could only imagine what Jacques Cousteau, this underwater explorer, thought when he first discovered the beauty of Cozumel.
Yeah. So it sounds like Jacques Cousteau explored this place in the 60s, and once again, the island came to life. That means that it came alive in a way that it wasn't before. If something comes to life, that means it becomes animated. Maybe it goes from a situation where it's not moving into a situation where it's moving and bustling and very much alive.
So tourists began visiting this beautiful island as what Jacques Cousteau called one of the greatest diving destinations in the world. Now that says a lot right there. As we mentioned earlier, Jacques Cousteau was the world's most famous underwater explorer. And for him to say that this is one of the greatest diving destinations in the whole world says a lot, because he went all over the world to do diving.
And something I find very interesting about this place is that no one really knew about it, because after the Mayans left, then this place fell into decline, but it wasn't until the 1960s. So after a couple hundred years, then after he discovered it, then people began to know about it, and now it's a very famous and popular diving destination.
And our article refers to this destination as an undersea garden. So usually when we're talking about a garden, we're talking about plants growing and a lot of life and living things in a garden. Here we're talking about a lot of living, growing things under the sea, under the ocean. And to view these underwater wonders, our author boarded a much smaller boat. Isn't that right?
So Pam and her husband once again disembarked from their large cruise ship. Now they're on the island of Cozumel, but then they got on a smaller boat and they motored an hour out to sea. That means they drove out, they sailed out an hour outside of the shore, and they went to the world famous Palancar Reef. Now, this is another place where Chip and I have been. Chip, why don't you tell us what a reef is?
Well, a reef is definitely an interesting place to go diving and to go snorkeling, to look at the things that are under the water, because it's at a reef where you have the majority of plants and animals and living creatures existing and swimming in the water. And a reef usually is where the water goes from a shallow area to a deeper area, and it kind of forms a shelf or a wall in that area.
Now, let's find out, did Pam and her husband Mike go snorkeling in this diver's paradise, or did they just stay on the boat? Let's watch and find out right now.
Our last port of call on the cruise was Cozumel, Mexico. It's an extremely popular tourist area. And in fact, as soon as we disembarked, we joined the lines of tourists waiting to take part in some of the many activities available at Cozumel. When it was finally our turn, we joined about 30 other people on board a smaller boat to begin our trip out to Palancar Reef. During the hour-long voyage, our guides instructed us on what to expect while we were snorkeling. They introduced us to the equipment and demonstrated how to use the mask and snorkels. When we arrived at the reef with our snorkeling equipment on, we each jumped over the side of the boat one by one. Even before I jumped in, I spotted a sea turtle swimming close to the boat, and I wondered how much more I would be able to see down below. I wasn't disappointed. We drifted over schools of brightly colored fish, sea fans, sponges, and the world-famous reef itself, Palancar. Even though we were in the water for almost 2 hours, it seemed like our snorkeling adventure ended much too soon. But the day wasn't over yet. The next stop was Playa Mia, one of Cozumel's prettiest and most popular beaches. There we saw every beach activity you can think of. People were swimming, sailing, parasailing, and playing on the sand. With Caribbean music playing in the background, Playa Mia looked like one giant beach party. Soon, it was time to head back. We relaxed, chatted with new friends, and enjoyed the scenery. Once we arrived back on dry land, we shopped for a few souvenirs, and then, for the last time, boarded the Norwegian Spirit. As we headed out to sea and began our voyage back home, we were tired, but full of great memories from our fun-filled day in Cozumel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. It's a paradise. It's a garden. It's one of the greatest diving destinations in the world, and it's included in our cruise to Mexico. Before the break, we began to discuss the Palenquin Reef, the second largest reef system in the world. Now, if you want to see the reef, a good way to do that is by using a snorkel. And snorkel is our next key word, and its example sentence reads, "You need to wear a mask and snorkel when you go swimming so you can see all the fish." Next is the word coral. The Great Barrier Reef of Australia is the largest coral reef system in the world. And finally, the adjective tempting. It's tempting to have dessert every day, but you will gain weight if you eat too many sweets. Okay, let's get back to page 28 in the right-hand column and line 14. Let's see what we can see on the Palenquin Reef.
Cruising down to Mexico. With snorkels on, we jumped into the warm water and began drifting above the world's second largest barrier reef system. Sea turtles and brightly colored reef fish immediately became visible. Even more impressive than the sea creatures, though, was the reef itself. The giant coral mountain looked like an undersea garden, boasting sea fans and sponges in brilliant shades of purples, oranges, and other amazing colors. As tempting as it was to bring back a piece of coral as a souvenir, the reef is protected. Instead, I took lots of underwater pictures to go along with my memories of Cousteau's beloved Palenquin Reef.
So it sounds like Pam and her husband did go snorkeling. And when they went snorkeling, they had to put snorkels on. And a snorkel is a special type of a mask that you wear. It's got an eyepiece so you can see into the water, and it has a tube that comes out of it so you can breathe. So you kind of swim on top of the water and you look at what's below you. So Pam and her husband got to experience this.
So with snorkels on, they jumped into the warm water and they began drifting above the world's second largest barrier reef system. Now, the Palenquin Reef is the second largest barrier reef system in the world. I guess the first would be in Australia, the Great Barrier Reef, which is a very common one. So here our author and her husband are drifting over this reef system.
And they saw lots of different animals. They saw sea turtles and reef fish. But Pam says even more impressive than the sea creatures or than these animals and things that lived in the sea was the reef itself. So this is what Pam remembers more.
So let's talk exactly about this Palenquin Reef and what it looked like. Your text says that the giant coral mountain looked like an undersea garden. Now let's back up to that word coral. Coral is actually an animal that lives underwater, but it looks like a plant. It's often very, very colorful, but if you were to touch it, it would feel like a rock. It's hard. But you don't want to touch it because it is alive, and some of them sting, and some of them are poisonous. So coral is beautiful, but not to be touched.
That's right. And And this particular coral reef, our article says, boasts something. And when something, in this case, when it's boasting, it's proud to have these things. It's proud to have sea fans and sponges. Now, a sea fan is actually a kind of coral. It looks a lot like a fan, and it looks a lot like a plant, actually. It looks like a branch from a tree. And a sponge is a little bit different, actually. It's not a coral. It's a different creature. Isn't that right, Esther?
That is correct. So there are many different shades of these different sea sponges and sea fans. And in fact, your text says that there were shades of purples, oranges, and other amazing colors. So you can just imagine why Pam describes this as an undersea garden.
As you can imagine from the description, Palancar Reef is absolutely beautiful with all of the coral, which includes sea fans, and the sponges, which are animals, actually, that kind of look like plants. They're very soft, but beautiful. It's a beautiful place, and I can tell you from personal experience, it is beautiful. Chip and I went snorkeling at Palancar Reef, and it's lovely.
It is absolutely beautiful, and it's a little scary, actually, to be floating out there above the reef. There's so many. It is absolutely beautiful, so many beautiful colors, but you're also a little bit afraid that some big fish might be looking at you as food.
I did see a shark, a nurse shark, which is not a dangerous shark, but when we were there, I saw a nurse shark.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit dangerous, it seems, or it can be dangerous, but also a lot of fun to go snorkeling here. So seems like Pam and her husband enjoyed snorkeling, and Pam goes on and says, as tempting as it was to bring back a piece of coral as a souvenir, the reef is protected by the government. So if something is very tempting, well, then you feel like it's a good idea or you really, really want to do something, but often things that are tempting are not always good. For example, you might be tempted to eat a whole box of chocolates, but you know it's not good for you. So even though you feel like doing it, well, you might not do it.
Right. If something tempts you, that means it creates a desire for you to do something that you probably shouldn't do. And yeah, a box of chocolates would be pretty tempting for me too. So instead, what did our author do, Chelsea?
Well, Pam tells us that she took lots of underwater pictures. There are special cameras and special cases for cameras that allow you to actually get them wet in the water, and you can get some pretty good pictures. So these helped her create memories of Cousteau's beloved Palancar Reef. Since she couldn't actually take pieces of the reef home with her, she had to save it in pictures.
Now, the government, they will protect coral reef because it's very important for our environment. Lots of animals and different plants live in coral reefs and in the barrier system. So if people take souvenirs back, they take part of the reef back, then this might destroy some of the animals or plants that live there.
That's right. And really, the best way to take something from a reef after you've been snorkeling is to take it in the form of a picture.
Well, I am so glad that Pam decided to share her experience with us for the past 3 days about her trip down to Mexico, her cruise. I hope that it's been interesting to you, and maybe someday you'll even get a chance to take a cruise to Mexico yourself. And if you do, enjoy it and have fun. Right now we're going to go to the chat room, but we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken and Linda is back today for a chat. Hi Linda.
Hi everyone. Hi Ken. So Ken, have you ever gone snorkeling and drifted on the water?
Yes, I loved it. It was so relaxing.
Well, I'm glad you didn't drift off. You could have drowned.
What are you talking about, drift off?
Well, fall asleep. If you drift off, you fall asleep. If I call you late at night and you're almost asleep, you can tell me you were just drifting off when I called.
So to drift off is the same as doze off?
Yes, they are the same.
Interesting. Drift 是漂流漂泊,但是片语 drift off 表示打盹, 快要睡着的意思，也就等于 doze off. Well, I didn't drift off, but I did drift away from the boat.
Well, have you ever drifted away from a friend?
Well, when we were swimming, of course, we drifted away from one another. We didn't stay right together, you know.
I mean, did you ever have a close friend, and once you weren't in school together or you weren't in the same city, you drifted apart or away from one another? That means you aren't close anymore and hardly ever keep in contact.
Oh, I see. Drift away 可以指在水中缓慢的漂流，然后越漂越远，但是也可以抽象的指朋友之间逐渐的疏远。除了 drift away, 也可以说 drift apart. 比如说 we drifted apart after graduation. 我们毕业后彼此就越来越疏远。
Well, I'm glad you caught my drift.
Caught your drift?
Understood what I meant, if you catch my drift.
Ah, I catch your drift. 这是个俚语 catch 某人的 drift 就是了解某人听得懂某人所说的话。
Well, I think we'd better say goodbye before everyone drifts off. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 第一个重点我们来看 come to life 这个成语。 come to life 是指苏醒过来或者是活泼起来，例如 Kate is quiet at home, but when she's with her friends, she comes to life. Kate 在家通常都很安静，但是她一跟朋友在一起就整个人活跃起来了。或者是 the doll party finally came to life when the band arrived. 这个无趣的派对在乐队到达之后终于有生气了。接下来我们看的是 coral 这个不可数的名词。 coral 在这里是指珊瑚，例如 a coral necklace 珊瑚项链，或者是 you'll find many kinds of fish around coral reefs， 在珊瑚礁附近可以找到很多种的鱼类。 coral 也可以当形容词，意思是珊瑚色的，例如 Terry wore a coral necktie with a grey shirt， Terry 穿着灰色衬衫搭配珊瑚色的领带。所以我们看的是 tempting 这个形容词，它的动词是 tempt， 意思是指诱惑或引诱，所以形容词 tempting 是指吸引人的或者是让人跃跃欲试的。例如 the chocolate mousse looks so tempting， 这个巧克力慕斯看起来让人家好想吃。或者是 your invitation is very tempting but I have to pass this time， 你的邀请确实很吸引人，但是我想下一次好了。And don't forget to come back for more language tips next time. Bye-bye!
Cruising down to Mexico. A diver's paradise. We arrived next at Mexico's largest island, Cozumel. Historically, the area was an important center of worship for the Maya.The region later fell into decline and remained that way until underwater explorer Jacques Cousteau discovered it in the early 1960s. Once again, the island came to life as tourists visited what Cousteau called one of the greatest diving destinations in the world. An undersea garden. To view the underwater wonders, we boarded a much smaller boat and motored an hour out to sea,to reach the world-famous Palancar Reef. With snorkels on, we jumped into the warm water and began drifting above the world's second-largest barrier reef system. Sea turtles and brightly colored reef fish immediately became visible. Even more impressive than the sea creatures, though, was the reef itself. The giant coral mountain looked like an undersea garden,boasting sea fans and sponges in brilliant shades of purples, oranges, and other amazing colors. As tempting as it was to bring back a piece of coral as a souvenir, the reef is protected. Instead, I took lots of underwater pictures to go along with my memories of Cousteau's beloved Palancar Reef.
Well, friends, we were on land, on water, and even under the water. Well, we hope you enjoyed this trip to Mexico. Next month, we'll be visiting a city that some of you might have heard of, the exciting and bustling metropolis of Shanghai. Also, a reminder that you can have some fun with English on page 37 in your magazine. You'll find our monthly tidbits feature. Don't forget to check it out. Tomorrow is Saturday, but that doesn't mean you should take a break from English. We've got a fun and interesting entertainment article about Muddy Buddy races. So until then, friends, we hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.